Hello and welcome to the Grant Thornton Channel Islands podcast. I'm Mike Wilkins and I'm hosting this episode about the potential impact of the UK tax review. Joining me is Neil Houlihan. He's a director in the Grant Thornton Channel Islands tax team and he specialises in offshore trust and company tax advisory and compliance services. So Neil, the UK Treasury says it is standard practice to keep taxes under review. But behind all of these statements, what would you say is really at stake?
That taxes will genuinely be under review. I think when the government came in the last election, there was a very clear message that they wouldn't be looking at raising taxes. Obviously, because of the COVID pandemic, somebody has to pay for all of the aid which has been given out, and that's most likely going to fall with taxes being increased. I think as a result of that, it's that initial softening of the blow which comes later is to make noises about it now than everybody's expecting it to come in the autumn statement.
And what's prompted this review? Is it fair to say that this is purely COVID or is this sort of just part of the usual running of government business?
I think it's a bit of both, but obviously a huge emphasis on COVID. Government borrowing is quite frankly at historically high levels, not seen since the end of the Second World War. Yes, they can borrow money, but ultimately everything needs to be paid for in the end. And the government's income to pay for that is taxes in one form or another.
You say taxes in one form or another, but what impact could this have for companies and people in offshore jurisdictions who've got assets in the UK?
Yeah, so I think one of the taxes which industry expects to change is capital gains tax. That's been now at historically low levels since 2008. Obviously, when you're at historically low and we've got a tax review going on and the government needs to raise revenue, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to expect those taxes to rise. In particular, capital gains tax on UK residential and commercial property, one does expect that to go up. From an electoral perspective, it's always easier to tax overseas residents rather than the man on the street in the UK. So it's almost a double bonus. They get more revenue, but they also seem to be collecting taxes that wouldn't otherwise be due.
And a vote winner, I guess, quite populist.
Exactly. Every man on the street, nobody likes to be taxed more, and everybody's included in that. But certainly when you look at some of the mentality towards overseas investors into the UK, I think there's definitely an underlying feeling that they can pay more of a fair share in taxes.
And if taxes are going to go up, particularly around property in the UK, do you think this review could prompt the older generation to pass on some of their wealth during their lifetime?
Yeah, I think what we are seeing already is as a result of the pandemic, just generally as people are looking at estate planning and where we get increases in taxes as well, then there is going to be, without a shadow of a doubt, a move to pass on some of the wealth to the future generations. Because we are at historically low rates, they're not going to go down further. So therefore, are you better to take advantage now of the low rate and try and do something before the increases? Do you hedge your bets and do you wait until the autumn statement? Sometimes the autumn statement will say that taxes will rise from the 6th of April. Sometimes they will simply say that they will rise from midnight tonight. So I think some people are being proactive and looking at genuinely passing on assets and wealth now to take advantage of those lower rates of tax.
And talking of capital gains tax, there has been obviously reviews in recent years. What's the overall assessment for someone who's got assets in the UK now, property in particular? They might have bought them many years ago.
Yep.
Are they going to be facing a massive capital gains tax bill, or I believe there's some that was all revalued in 2015?
Yeah, no, exactly. So thankfully, when the rules changed and non-resident capital gains tax came in, there was a rebasing, which effectively meant that for residential property, only gains realised since the rules came in April 2015 and 2019 for commercial property are subject to the tax. So for those people that haven't gone out and got one, I would say go out and get a relevant rebasing valuation so you can now assess whether or not you're stood at a gain or stood at a loss, whether or not the tax will impact you or not. And really, I suppose the underlying message is just talk to your advisors and make sure that you're kept up to date with changes, because it's definitely going to change going forwards.
Okay. You say definitely going to change. I was about to say crystal ball time. What feasibly do you expect will actually happen from this review?
I think because of the manifesto that the Conservatives had during the last election, just raising wholesale taxes is going to be a challenge for the every man on the street. Therefore, there will be a pointing towards overseas matters. That might be local people owning residential property. They already pay a slightly higher rate of tax, but what we might see is it go to the same levels as income tax. So rather than 18% and 28%, it might simply jump to 20 and 40%, depending on how much you earn and what the gains are that you raise. Also, another one is at the moment, if you rent a UK property but live overseas, you get access to a personal allowance, which means you only pay tax, income tax on your rents above currently £12,500 a year. It wouldn't be surprising to see that being removed for overseas landlords, because then that's an additional £2,500 of tax for every overseas taxpayer. In addition, there'll be no doubt looking at some of the structures which are organised in the islands and managed from the islands to see whether or not they can tax any more of those funds as well.
I suppose, what can people in offshore jurisdictions, what can they do to prepare for any of these future changes?
I think the key is always when we move to a budget where there's a potential change in taxes is you need to know what your position is beforehand. Okay, so if you're expecting to move quickly, then you need all of your ducks in a row. So you want to take advice, you want to speak to your advisor. You want to make sure you've got your current values. You want to make sure that actually if you're thinking about putting something on the market for sale to avoid the tax, is then genuinely speak to estate agents to make sure that the market is there. And ultimately, in times like these, I think the most important thing is be realistic and then look at what is the best answer going forwards against a number of different risk factors.
All right. Well, Neil, thank you very much indeed for your expert insight and analysis today. And thank you to our listeners. Please do subscribe to the Grant Thornton Channel Islands podcast, where there'll be further updates on tax and offshore finance matters.